Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for another day. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for watching over us while we slumbered and slept. And start us on a new journey on today, oh God. We thank you for living to see 2023, oh God. We thank you for our family. We thank you, oh God, for how you touched and healed our bodies and my grandchildren. I just thank you, oh God, for everything on today. We acknowledge you in all our ways, and we ask that you direct our path in this last hour. Help us to keep our focus in an unfocused world. We pray for the sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth and walking in error on today, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over this entire nation, oh God. You said a nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will save, set free, and deliver in this last hour. Minister to us in a special way. Help us to keep our focus on you and our trust in you in these last evil days. In Jesus' name we pray. And devil defeated, exalted, Holy Spirit's brother, Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh yeah, thank you God. This morning we're coming from Romans chapter 1. And verse 20. Into my mind this morning, Lord. I'm going to make a difference in my family. Lord, you're out about me. Romans 1 and verse 20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and the Godhead, so that they be without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Lord have mercy. And that's where we are today. You know, we're living in an invisible kingdom. The word said invisible. You know, we know that even though we can't see the wind, we know that it exists. We can feel it. And it's the same way with Christ. We can't see him, but we can feel him. We know his presence is with us. And it says, because when they knew God, I mean, you know him by the things that he's done for you. You didn't see it, but you know he did it. You know, things he brought us through, you know, sometimes we couldn't even see our way, but he brought us through it. I mean, we all been in some horrible situation, and we knew if it had not been for the Lord on our side or protecting us, the enemy would have overtaken us. And it says right here, it says, for the invisible things, things we can't see now. There's been a lot of invisible things that we couldn't see at one point or we didn't notice, but today it's being revealed. It's being uncovered. The secret things that people call secret are being revealed today. He said, and you clearly seen it. We've clearly seen it. And understanding by the things that are made, even the eternal power of Godhead. God is the head over everything. So that they will be without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. You know, people make promises to God. Say, God, if you bring me through, God, you bring me out and stuff. And then they soon forget and turn away and turn their back away from God after he done what they asked him to do. It says, he said, they, even though they knew God, they glorify him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their thinking. That's what we at today. You know, now they're saying God doing a new thing, you know, it's a new era now. We evolving now. You know, all these evolutionary and revolutionized things that people are saying and doing, you know, it's not God. It's not God. It is He that has made us, not we ourselves. We can go to Psalms 100 and verse 3. It says, "Know ye that the Lord is God? It is He that has made us. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." So right here, it says He made us. He made us. We didn't make ourselves. It say, "Know ye that that is God that has made us, and not we ourselves." It said, we are His people. We don't belong to these people that, you know, people worshiping now. They worshiping the leaders. You know, you act like you belong to T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen and Joyce Myers and Paula White. It said we belong to Him. To Him. Not them. We belong to God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. Psalms 138. 139 and verse 14. Let's go there. I'll write it down. Psalms 139. It's He that has made us. All we need, the word of God. It's the only thing going to save us. It's the only thing going to keep us in this last hour. You know, He's the only one. And the devil knows that. He knows he's running out of time. And he's seeking whom he may devour. Seeking whom he may destroy. You know? But no weapon formed against us in this last hour shall prosper. Psalm 139. Can you read? Because I ain't got there yet. If you got there. Let's see. 139 and verse 14.
I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well.
Okay, what did it just say?
I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to praise Him, because we are what?
Fearfully and wonderfully made.
He made us, okay? We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Go to Joshua 24 and 15. We want to know who we are first, you know? Because you say we're living in an unseen, invisible world. Joshua 24. It's my grandson. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anyhow. Yeah. It's going inside of him right now. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 24. Joshua 24 and 15. Joshua.
If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, God. You got a choice. We got a choice to serve Him or not. You know, but God's been so good to us, and the way this world is going and headed today, you need to be running like never before, running for your life. You know, this is your soul, where you're going to spend eternity at. I'm telling you, so many falling by the wayside. So many have already fallen. You know, but God has kept us, and we thank Him for it on today. We're going back to Romans 1. Romans 1. because we're talking about this invisible kingdom. But like I said, there's things that, you know, we hadn't noticed at one time, but it's getting even worse even now. Day by day. You said we're living in an invisible kingdom, but we're getting more and more visible all the time, where we can see what the hands of the enemy is doing. Things that were once hid are now being revealed. We see the devil. We see him working today. It's this new age. It's not a new devil, but it's a new age, occultic, demonic influences everywhere. Secrets, society, orders being unordered by God. He's revealing it. He's revealing. He's letting these things be made known unto us. God is uncovering. He's uncovering everything. All the schemes, all the evil, the evil plans and devices that the enemy wants to do. And we go on to Genesis chapter. Let's go to Ephesians 6 and 1 first. Ephesians 6. That's okay. We're getting it through here. My grandson, at least he's in here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 6. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 6 and verse 12. Can you? Ephesians 6 and verse 12. I'll read it. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh." We wrestle against flesh here, y'all. "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Yes, that's what we're dealing with. Principalities and powers in the air, in the atmosphere, through the TVs and through the computers and through, you know, your cell phone, through that atmosphere. You know, that's why a lot of people have lost their lives through these principalities and powers in the air. Things has been spoken to them, you know, and stuff. You know, the devil is using this to destroy people. He come to kill. He come to steal. He come to destroy. John 10:10 said it. Well, we'll go to John 10:10. Now it says stuff off the top of my head. John 10 and 10. What does it say? If you can get it. John 10:10. It tells us what the enemy come to do, y'all. John 10 and verse 10. Whichever one I was getting.
"The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have more abundantly."
That's why Jesus came, so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. And the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. She just read it to you. He come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. And that's what he's doing to a lot of people today. You know, their lives are being destroyed, you know, by the hands of the enemy, by things that you're seeing. Things, you have to be careful, you know, at the different activities and stuff that we see, and things we let get in our ears, the music, the things our eyes see. It's so much negative stuff in the airway, principalities and power. We just read it. That's where the enemy's working. He works in the principalities and powers of the air to deal with your mind, to get your thoughts off, you know, to try to destroy your mind. We go into Genesis chapter 6, and we're going to talk about, still talking about invisible things, but like I said, you know, you can't see the wind, but you can feel it. You feel those principalities and powers in the air. Yeah. Chapter 6 of Genesis, and six and read verse 5.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Continuously. I mean, you never heard of all the stuff that we're seeing today. I mean, it's the invisible kingdom are now being revealed. You never thought of a mother putting her child in a microwave. You never thought about anybody killing a family member, putting them in the refrigerator. You never thought about all these things. You know, just the evilness, the wickedness of loved ones killing their family members. You know, that's the invisible kingdom, but it's being visible to us. We're seeing these things taking place now. Like I said, in the refrigerator, I mean, and people shooting up, you know, shooting one another, and, you know, and just so many evil deeds you can just think of that, you know, wicked imagination. It said was continuously evil. That means nonstop. That's why we're seeing every day something gross happening. You know, even on yesterday, we were listening to a young story, the news, talking about a 6-year-old going inside a school and, you know, and shooting the teacher. I mean, oh my God, it never been a time like the times are today, where even you had to, when I came along, you didn't have, had to have guards and policemen in the school and stuff. But now, you know, they got metal detectors and all these things because it's gross darkness. It's that every wicked imagination continuously, nonstop. She just read it to you. Can you read it to them again?
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Continuously. I mean, you know, some other things has been taking place. You know, I mean, our young black men and black women, I mean, you can't even drive down the street. I mean, the police will stop you, and you have no idea that that's going to be your last day here on the earth, you know, behind a tail light, a headlight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just so much stuff going on. You know, you go to work, and you don't think about you not coming home because, you know, you got shooters, mass shootings in the school and on your job. And, you know, it's just so much gross darkness, every wicked imagination. I mean, your community, I mean, stuff going on in your community. You don't even know your neighbors. You know, we have neighbors that just open the door and start cussing. And yeah, I mean, never in your life. This is all stuff that God is unveiling, because the enemy know that he's running out of time, that Jesus is soon to come, and he's just working. He's at work. And we're supposed to be, as the body of Christ, at work. We're supposed to be preaching the gospel, telling people about the good news. I mean, so many people that are suicidal today, you know, and you know, I mean, their mind, it goes back to the imagination. The mind, the thoughts are evil continuously. Things being targeted at your mind to destroy you. I mean, people don't even want to live. They got the spirit of suicide, you know, talking to them. And, you know, because of the stuff that they're seeing and the things that people are saying, you know, I mean, it's just everywhere you look, it's a praying time like never before. Watch and pray. Watch your company that you keep. Oh my God, I always told my kids, if you watch your friends, you really don't have to worry about your enemy, because see, your enemy, you're going to keep them at a distance. It's those friends. Watch your friends, those ones that you just pouring everything into and stuff. And the Bible just saying right here, everything that was covered up is being revealed. Everything that you thought was gonna be hidden forever, he says, being revealed. Let's go to Ecclesiastes, because the Bible said there's nothing hidden under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. running out of time. Oh, I'm telling you, the soon coming king is soon to come. He's soon to come. The devil wants to kill you. That's talking about depopulation. Depopulation. He wants to depopulate. He wants to kill you. He wants to steal and destroy your life.
Ecclesiastes
chapter 1 and verse 9. Verse 9.
The thing that I have been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun.
There's nothing new under the sun. So the invisible things are now being visible because there's nothing hid. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. These things have been here. You know, it's being revealed. Things that people have been covering up for years. You know, thinking that you got a secret and ain't nobody, you know, gonna expose it. But this is what this Bible is saying. There's nothing hid that ain't gonna be revealed. Sooner or later, it's coming to the forefront. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So be careful. Be careful. You know, be careful how you walk. Be careful how you talk in this last hour. Watch your company. Because everything that was covered up is coming up. Okay, now let's go to St. Luke 12, verses 2 and 3. We hope we can say something to get you to thinking today. The unseen, the invisible, but it's being visible now. Luke chapter 12, verses 2 and 3.
For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light.
Ain't that something?
And that which ye have spoken in the ear and closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. Read that one more time.
For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed.
That means nothing. Nothing covered. Nothing hid. You know, you thought you told something that ain't nobody going to tell? Oh, yes. It says nothing hid. Think about what you say before you say it. Think about who you're talking to before you talk to them. It says nothing hid. Come on now. Go ahead.
For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid.
Okay.
That shall not be known.
All right.
Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear and the closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetop.
Amen. Amen. I mean, that speaks for itself. It's speaking for itself. Things you think is hid, it's going to be revealed. So be careful with little ears, which is what you hear, and ask what you see. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God is exposing the darkness. Jesus is the light. He's the light of this world. And that's why he's going to expose darkness. Things you hiding, he's going to expose it. The light coming on, y'all. You go in a dark room and you click that light on, darkness leave, and light coming. And you say, hey, it's going to be from the housetop. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Yep, that's what we're living by, his word. Yep. The just shall live by faith. We got to keep our faith in God. You know, everything. Mm-hmm. We got to keep our faith in the true and living mm-hmm. God. Now, let's go to read a little further.
And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do.
Amen, amen, amen. Don't worry about the one who can kill your body, but worry about the one that can cast your soul into hell. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to Genesis 19 and 1.
Yeah! Yeah,
Because, see, the Bible says, you know, every wicked imagination of man thought was continuously evil. And, you know, and I guess we should have read a little bit further. Because, see, let's go back to Genesis. I'm sorry. Should have read a little bit further in Genesis. Because even though every wicked imagination of man, I know God feels the same way today about us. Let's read a little further down. Genesis chapter 6.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved.
Right now. It repented God. I know he feel that same way now. Because, see, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, now is our day. And what was going on in Noah's day is happening today. And God repented. I mean, he hated that he even made man. That's what it means. He hated that he made man. So what he, go on read a little further.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them.
There you go. So that's what he did too. And that's exactly what the Lord did. When he brought on the flood in Noah's time, the flood came because the wickedness of man's heart was continuously evil. All the evil things that we're seeing and doing, it's been here before. Because she just read, there's nothing new under the sun. So what has happened before is happening again. There's nothing new under the sun, y'all. Nothing new. And it said, you know, God repented that he even made man. He felt bad that he made man. So, you know, what he had to do? He had to cleanse the earth. Had to cleanse the earth. But, you know, just like we're saying today that Jesus is coming. And, you know, they didn't want to hear Noah say that Jesus, you know, that Jesus was coming. Oh, it ain't never rain, you know. Mm-hmm. Noah was saying it's going to rain. Mm-hmm. It's going to rain. They were saying, oh, this is so crazy, man. Talking about it's going to rain. It had never rained here before. Mm-hmm. You know why they felt like it had never rained there before? And it hadn't, because in Genesis, let's go to Genesis. This confirmed why the people didn't believe that it was going to rain. Because it had never rained. It never rained. Genesis 2. And verse 6, read that.
And the Lord formed man of
Genesis 2:6.
But there went up a mist from the earth.
A mist, okay. Of the water, okay.
And watered the whole face of the ground.
Because it was like an irrigation system. It was coming up from the ground. Water, the plant, to sustain the flowers and the trees and the plants and the, you know, all the herbs and everything, the water was coming up. It had never came down. You should just read it. Read it again.
But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground.
And watered the whole face of the ground. That's why man didn't believe Noah. When Noah told him, oh, it's going to rain. It had never rained before, y'all. It had never rained. So they said, oh, he's a crazy man. He don't know what he's talking about. But God made us, and he gave man instruction. He gave Noah instruction. And the word of God said Noah walked with God. He walked with God. That means he talked with God. God talked to him. Who you walking with today? Who's talking to you today? Who's talking in your head? Who's getting in your head? You know? Noah walked with God, and the word of God said, and it pleased him. It pleased him. Who are you trying to please today? Who are you walking with? We're supposed to be walking with God. We're supposed to be preaching the gospel, telling the good news about Jesus Christ. He's soon to come. People not hearing that, so they're not preparing for that. If you don't hear it, you ain't going to prepare for it. When I was growing up, over on the church marquee, all you would see is Jesus saved, and Jesus coming soon. But see, you don't see that no more. So that gets the people mad to idling, to do anything and everything. That's why you got wicked imagination, because see, man's thoughts is constantly on their self, their flesh, and not in the Word of God. And see, the Word of God is going to be with you in this last and evil days. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Where is your mind? Where is your imagination? Where is your mind? Where is your thought process? Is it on the Lord, or is it on yourself? The Bible said there's no good thing in your flesh. So where is your thoughts today? What's being fed to your imagination? What's being fed to your mind today? Do you have the mind of Christ? It said, let this mind be in me, which was in Christ Jesus. What kind of mindset do you have today? Are you listening to in and everything, and it's cluttering up your mind that you can't talk to God and know him and know his voice when you hear it? Oh, my God. We have got to set ourselves apart. Consecrate yourself unto the Lord. He made us for himself. She just read that. She read it in 100, in Psalms 100. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. He made us to glorify him. He made us to worship him. That's what God made us for. But like I said, as in the days of Noah, so is the days of today. So was the days of Lot, in Lot's day. Now let's read in Genesis about Lot. Let's see. I guess I need to slow down. I mean, I just be going on. I mean, but you just want people to get it. You want them to understand that this is real. Jesus is on the call. He's coming back for a ready church. A ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. Oh, yes. He wants you to be sober-minded. If your imagination is here and there and everywhere, you're not sober-minded. It's just like a drunk man or a person on drugs. You can't think clear. You can't think clear when you put these different things inside your body. You're not thinking clear. Mm-hmm. We need to, just why you, when you read God's word, it sobers your mind. It gives you a clear thought of what's right and what's wrong. The devil don't want you to get in the word so that you won't have a clear thought. A lot of these people, when they're suicidal and the devil, you know, you're talking to their mind, it don't tell them to go to the Word of God, because, see, the devil knows that their strength in the Word of God, it will regulate their mind. It will regulate their thought. It will give them peace where they don't even have peace. It will give you peace that surpasses your own understanding. That's what the Word of God does. But see, when you ain't got preachers preaching the gospel, which is the good news, then people don't know where to turn. They don't know where to go. They look at the church today and there's so much corruption and so much filthiness and so much perversion all in the house of God. That's why he said judgment must begin in the house of God. Because he knew that these things was coming into the house of God. He said in the book of Jude, and I think in 1 and 4, talks about they crept in. They crept in. They crept in the book of Jude. Go to Jude 1 and 4. This is what has taken place in the house of God. This is why we have judgment in the house of God. Because the Bible says in Jude chapter 1 and verse 4, I think. I ain't want to think. I want to know. We need to know. It says, in verse 4, it says, for there are certain men, who crept in, mean they snuck in, unaware. People won't watch and praying like you should. That's why when T.D. Jakes and Joel and them came with their motivational speakers. They're not preaching the gospel. Mm-hmm. But when they came in with this They came in, these certain men crept in unaware. You weren't watching, you weren't praying, you weren't doing what the word say, watch and pray. It said, who were of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men. These men are not godly men. You can tell them by their fruit. It say the tree is known by the fruit it bear. Don't tell me that you are a man of God and you doing what the world doing, because it said we're in the world but not of the world. We don't do the same thing that the world do. We shouldn't be clubbing and dancing and humping and bumping and crumping and listening to all this ungodly stuff and saying that we are ministering or ministers of the word of God. You know, you're supposed to be the first example of what you teach and preach. The word of God said, they that teach the gospel must live the gospel. You must set the example for the people. But the example that these people are setting is ungodliness. Mm-hmm. Ungodly. He said, look, ungodly men turning. Look, turning the grace of God. The goodness of God. Turning it. The grace of God. God's grace. Now, you know, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only God. That's what they're doing now. They're denying the Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. They are denying him. That's what they're doing. They say, God, there's many ways to go. That's what the Lord God said. Jesus came to save you from your sin. That's what he came to do. It ain't now he doing something new. He came to save men from their sin. He came to save you from yourself. That's what's self-destruction. When you're suicidal and you kill yourself, that's self-destruction. That's the Bible said, thou shalt not kill. No, You need to run to the rock. That rock is Jesus. I tell you, there's so much going on today. You used to tell people, go to a church. Just go to a church. You can't even say that anymore. You need to pray and ask God to lead you and guide you to the place where he will have you to be. Because when you go in there, you enter at your own risk at the churches you're going to today. They doing in and everything in God's house. It's like when he went in and turned over the chairs and the tables because of all the filth and all, you know, they were selling in the church. And they were, oh, my God. He said, my house should be called a house of prayer. Ain't nobody praying. Ain't nobody being delivered. Ain't nobody being set free. Ain't nobody repenting from nothing. They staying the same, if not the same, they're getting worse. Because they're going in there. And like I said, you go into these churches today at your own risk. Read Revelation 18. Let's go there. Revelation 18. Verse 2.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen.
That's America.
It's fallen and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of their delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not
her,
not of her plagues. For her sins have reached into heaven, and God have remembered her iniquities.
That's it. Yes. Right here it said Babylon. This America is a place where everybody wanted to be, because you know we serve God, we say in God we trust. I mean, it was a great nation, you know, and everybody wanted to come here. Then they open the doors, you let everything come in, bringing all these spirits, and, you know, and all your whatnots and all your little knickknacks and all your all the witchcraft and all the occultist items and all this stuff is in the house and in America, in the church, and in America today, in the nation. The Bible says that a nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. Right here, we just read, it said Babylon the Great has fallen and has fallen and has become a habitation of devils. The houses of God today ain't nothing working in there but the devil. Ain't nothing working in there but the devil. I mean, you look like the world. You act like the world. I mean, everybody dread up and all that. You know, come on. Your mind just as twisted as your hair. You know? Come on now. It said, in the habitation of devils and the whole of every foul spirit. Foul spirits is demonic spirits. It's wicked spirits. It's evil spirits. People doing any and everything they want to do. It's not your thing. You can do what you want to do. No, we're supposed to deny you. That's what you're supposed to do. Deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow Christ. So you can help somebody else. You follow him and stop talking about what somebody else ain't doing. And you do it. And then you can draw somebody else. But when we say, you know, we're following Christ and we're doing in and everything, ain't nobody going to listen to us. Ain't nobody going to want to hear what you got to say. You must be a doer of the word that you're preaching to people. But these people are not preaching because he said there's a habitation of devils in there. And every foul spirit, and every cage of filthy birds. You know, birds, they lay... You be driving your car, and you never know when a bird gonna poop on your car. It's the same way with your head, your brain. You know what I'm saying? He's dropping mess on your head today. Every filthy bird, he laying a mess right in your head on today. He said, look, and every unclean and hateful bird, for all nations have drunk of their wine. All the nations coming together, that's fornication. You know, you're supposed to be married to Jesus. You're supposed to be honoring him. And when you honor him, you honor your marriage to him. You honor your marriage to your husband. And you're supposed to be married to Christ. We're supposed to be married to Christ. So we shouldn't be running out on him and fornicating with all the other nations. That's why he said a nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. This nation has forgotten God. And the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 14 and 7, it said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves. We need as a nation to humble ourselves, turn our face, and turn from our wicked ways. And then he'll forgive us. He'll heal our land. He'll forgive us and cleanse us. Oh, yes. But this nation. He said, and back in Revelation 18, she was reading, he said they have drunken the wine of her wrath, which means judgment. Wrath is judgment. The judgment of God is upon this nation. That's why you look at some of these people, you be like, how in the world they do that in the house of God? Because they turned to a reprobate. A reprobate is a twisted mind to think that you have something that you don't have. It's just like me trying to give somebody a gift. Me trying to give you a gift and you say you already got it. You won't receive it. And that's the way it is today. You're trying to preach Jesus, but people won't receive it because they've been taught that they already have it. And the enemy is deceiving your mind. Your mind is twisted. You're a reprobate. Twisted mind. And when God keeps sending somebody to warn you and warn you and warn you and you won't turn, then he'll turn you over. And that's what we're seeing today. A lot of these pastors and preachers that's out here that have not been sent. I mean, many are called, but few are chosen. Have not been chosen. You know, so they doing in and everything in the house of God, and they're leading people away and astray. It's just like the, what was that, Peter Piper, pick a pipe or something, you know, and he was playing the pipe, and everybody he playing the music, and everybody following. And that's what's going on in the house of God. Oh, my God. My God, getting us ready for that great day. But who shall be able to stand? Will you be able to stand? Will you be able to stand? I want to be able to stand. I know I go on and on, but I'm just going to cut it right here because I know I just want this to sink in, and I'll probably pick it up later and give you the rest. But right now, I want this to soak in. I pray that I said something, or does you say something to make you think about what you're thinking about. How about that? Think about what you're thinking about before you do something that you'll be sorry for. As we already said, God is revealing things. He's uncovering things. Watch the company you keep. Watch who you get connected to and who you connected with, because the Bible just said fornication. The nations are fornicating. They're coming together. America owed China. We're indebted to China still. And now indebted to other countries as well. I was just reading that the other day. I'm telling you, there's going to be a war. Oh, yeah, everything getting set up for the Antichrist to come on the scene. Antichrist already exists. We know that. Anti means anybody and anything that's against Christ. If you're against Christ, that is the Antichrist spirit. And it's already in the land. From the church house to the courthouse to your house. That's where those spirits are. But we as the body of Christ need to seek God like never before. Pray like never before. Consecrate ourselves like never before. Time is winding up. Jesus is soon to come. And he's coming back for a ready church without spot and without wrinkles in our life. God bless you. This is the ready church. Be ready. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray that you continue to minister to us, that we will make a difference in our community. We'll make a difference in people's lives. Oh, God, help us to watch and pray and stay alert. We thank you for our home that you blessed us with. We thank you for our transportation that you blessed us with. We thank you for all things that you have blessed us with. I thank you for all my children that you have blessed me with. I thank you for all my grandchildren that you have blessed me with, my great-grandchildren and my brother, my sisters, my niece and nephew, my relatives, and people that are connected to us in any way. We plead the blood of Jesus on today. We pray for the young lady that's getting ready to have surgery. The little baby, oh God, going to have surgery, oh God. We pray for her on the 12th, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus that the right nurses, right doctors be around about her. And God, that you will use this to make a difference, that you will save her mother and father and family members. We pray, oh God, that they will turn their face to you, oh God, and know that it was you that did it, oh God. We praise you. We pray that we'll make a difference where it counts. God, we pray for those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts today. We plead the blood of Jesus. You said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. God, we pray that you will draw them to the foot of the cross, saying, what must I do to be saved? Let somebody go across their path, God, in the name of Jesus, to minister life to them before they take their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for keeping us. We thank you for making ways and supplying all our needs. We take nothing for granted on today. We give your name the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. God bless you.